There are lots of questions about the hard stuff happening in the world right now, but all of them can be answered by the gospel. I'm Chris Lemke, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Behind every major headline, there's a reason to hope because God is at work. For example, suicide bombers sent forth by the Taliban aren't intimidated by the recent U.S. decision to stay in Afghanistan. At the same time, an Afghan Christian isn't backing down from the terrorists, even if it costs him his life.
I consider myself a suicide evangelist. What I mean is that I fully expect to give my life for the sake of the gospel, whether I die 10 months from now, 10 years, 50 years from now.
Mullah is a Muslim background believer helped by Forgotten Missionaries International. FMI's Bruce Allen was at Mullah's baptism.
He knows what God has done in his life and wants to keep radiating that to anybody who will listen. Even our national director says that he never hesitates to share the gospel directly in these difficult places, inside the mosques.
Thank you for keeping Mullah in your prayers, and find his story on our Facebook page to share it with your friends. And while you're keeping Mullah in your prayers, also keep the country of El Salvador in them. It was recently named the most violent country on earth, aside from those at war. Gangs and the government have been going back and forth, and it's brought on a lot of killings. But there is one side of the story the media isn't recognizing.
There is one institution in the midst of all of this that is still respected in the country by both the good guys and the bad guys. And that institution is the church.
The church is the only shield keeping kids from joining gangs. And Compassion is helping it be a guiding light in the community.
We walk alongside of those pastors. We hold their hand of support and prayer and providing for them so that they can minister adequately to those children and young people in the communities.
Compassion's sponsorship program keeps children from violence and introduces them to the gospel. You're welcome to visit our website to make a better future for them. Click on the link provided at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. While Compassion is working to keep children away from violence, another organization is helping kids affected by it. This December, Vision Beyond Borders is taking a trip to Southeast Asia to spread Christmas cheer to children hurt by war. VBB's Diane Romain.
We're not going to do anything fancy, but we will take them caroling in the villages. We're going to play games with them. We're going to make Christmas crafts with them. We're going to be able to just sing songs with them and just demonstrate to them the love of Jesus, both in the refugee camps and also in some of the children's homes inside of Burma.
Romain says many of the children are already familiar with the gospel, so the goal is to be a spiritual encouragement.
In the refugee camps, it's Christians that are running the homes within the camps. So the majority of these kids do know about Jesus. They do know about his birth. So it's an opportunity for us to celebrate that with them.
There's still openings to attend this trip. Learn more at the end of our broadcast. How far would you go to share the good news? One group with Operation Mobilization is traveling all over Europe. After 2 weeks of training, four women and their leader recently embarked on a five-month trip as part of OM's Transit Challenge program. They'll live and travel in a van, sharing the gospel and assisting missionaries throughout Europe. Would you pray for their safety and for a successful ministry? Find the full article of this story at our website. Along with praying, you can go to put feet on your faith. This spring, visit Uganda with Orphans Heart as they put God's love into action. Orphans Heart works alongside Christians in Uganda as they minister to widows and orphans. They've got a lot of projects that need helpers, from Bible lessons to construction to medical. If spring break in Uganda sounds like a plan to you, make sure you visit us online at missionnews.org before November 9th. Want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. With all the bad news you hear from the Middle East, it's easy to overlook God's work in these areas. With your gift, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's the story of a jihad survivor who shares his journey from revenge to redemption. Call 800-995-4828 or click on the link provided at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.